I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a woman from Orleans about a shortbread made with her own homegrown raspberries.
Eleanor Arsenal knows the secret to a good pastry.
That's made with butter, real butter. I use a lot of real butter.
She's pointing to a Pyrex casserole dish, layered with golden shortbread on the bottom and raspberry jam on top. This summer, Eleanor's selling her pastries at the Orleans Farmers Market. But she first started baking as a young girl in Royalton, in western Massachusetts.
I grew up in a very, very small town, about 2,000 people. And most of them had come over from Finland. And my father had a grocery store there. So I had to learn a little Finnish. And when I learned enough, then they were nice enough to give me their recipes. And so I got their recipes when I was young.
The raspberry bars are Eleanor's version of a traditional Finnish shortbread. They look kind of like a Linzer tort, except without the top layer of dough.
It's a shortbread dough on the bottom, and then there's homemade raspberry jam, and then coconuts and nuts on top. And it's very simple.
Eleanor starts with the dough, which is mostly butter.
And flour and brown sugar and an egg. And mix it up and pat it in there. And
so you sort of just press it into the bottom of the pan?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And then?
Then you put the homemade jam on. I make my own jams. I make about 10 to 15 cases.
She picks her own berries, which she doesn't spray. And she makes two kinds of raspberry preserves. She likes some with seeds and some without.
A jelly is clear, and you take out the pulp or the seeds, and a jam has the seeds in it and part of the berries.
For baked goods, Eleanor says you want the texture of the berries. She spreads 12 ounces of the homemade jam over the shortbread and sprinkles coconut and chopped walnuts on top.
What you do is you bake it for 30 minutes, and then you take it out, cool it just a little bit, and put it back, shut the oven off, and put it back in for another 15 minutes. And that kind of sets the jam.
It also toasts the coconut flakes and nuts. The result is a rich, buttery dough topped with thick, sticky jam and crisp pieces of coconut and walnuts. It's absolutely delicious. This is Eleanor's first summer at the farmer's market. She's always liked to bake. But after her husband died, it became a way of keeping busy.
One of the things I was doing was baking and giving it to all the neighbors. And my son said, Mom, why don't you come down and live with me for the summer and sell it at the farmer's market? And I'm giving it a try.
Local raspberries were in season from mid-June until mid-July, and they're just coming back into season for the second harvest, which should last until early October. I've put up a link to Eleanor Arsenault's recipe for raspberry shortbread with toasted coconut and walnuts on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
If you want to check out what's available for any local fruit or vegetable for the season, you can find a link to an online harvest calendar for the Cape and Islands. That's on our website at capeandislands.org, where you can also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.